It's time for some encouragement for you from Our Daily Bread. The devotional for today titled Dilemmas and Deeper Faith was written by Arthur Jackson. During a Saturday morning Bible study, a father was perplexed because his beloved wayward daughter had returned to the city, but he was uncomfortable with her in his home because of her behavior. Another attendee was not well in her body because the physical effects of long-term disease and aging had taken their toll. Numerous visits to numerous doctors had yielded minimal progress. She was discouraged. By divine design, Mark chapter 5 was the Bible passage they studied that day, and when the study was over, hope and joy were palpable. In Mark 5:23, Jairus, a father with a sick child, exclaimed, "My little daughter is dying." On his way to visit the girl, Jesus healed an unnamed woman of her long-term health issue, saying, "Daughter, your faith has healed you." Jairus and the woman, compelled by faith in Jesus, sought him out and they weren't disappointed. But in both cases, prior to meeting Jesus, things had progressed from bad to worse before getting better. Life's dilemmas don't discriminate. Regardless of gender or age, race or class, we all face situations that perplex us and send us searching for answers. Rather than allowing challenges to keep us from Jesus, let's strive to have them stir us to deeper faith in the one who feels it when we touch him and who can make us well. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 21 through 34. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders, named Jairus, came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Let's pray. O Lord, you know each painful situation that comes into our lives. And when things go from bad to worse, would you please make our faith strong so that we can withstand the trials that we face, always trusting that you are with us, that you will carry us through, and that you are a good, good Father. And it's in Jesus' name that we boldly pray and ask. Amen. Thank you so much for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.